Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy. We got a chance for some scattered light showers, and we'll have a high near the mid-60s. Kenosha right now is at 50 degrees, 54 in Burlington, also 54 in Milwaukee. It's 51 at this hour in Racine. Racine Civic Center Commission recommends a contract extension between the city and Venue Works to manage both Memorial Hall and the festival site. The current deal up at the end of the year, but there's also an 18-month window that'll incorporate the possibility of an event center. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk explaining that the event center, if it happens, will need an operator. It is felt that the bidding process for that, he said, should include the Civic Center properties as well.
Because the management entity has to really become part of the partnership that is the architect, the construction manager at risk, as well as the manager. Because so much of the design and the plans are part of how it gets programmed. So that manager becomes very important. So what we've looked at is somewhere in the next 12 to 20 months, we probably are going to be in that position, we think, to be needing that new venue operator to be selected.
He also noted Venue Works' expiring contract as with an extension for more attractive than just doing a request for a proposal on a short-term deal. Also factoring in that Venue Works would agree to do the work on event center naming rights and contract work with the anchor tenant, which would be a U.S. Hockey League team, at no extra charge. Meanwhile, Commissioner Jim DeMatthew said that hiring Venue Works, previously Compass Management, that was a night and day difference versus the city managing both sites, and he supported the extension.
I can honestly say that I don't feel that at any time have we ever gotten the short stick or the short end of a deal on it from Venue Works. They've always upheld any agreements. They've gone above and beyond, and they have taken over the facilities here, Memorial Hall and here, and have treated them like they are their own facilities. The employees care about them, keep them up, make improvements, and that's the kind of caretaker you want.
The recommended 18-month management extension goes to the Common Council for a final decision. The event center remains in fact-finding stage. Racine County finalizing the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to Altitude Health Services. Sale completed, by the county board back in May. The deal closed last Friday. Altitude pays $10 million for the facility. There's also $75,000 in capital improvements within 18 months and agreement to operate the facility for at least the next 5 years. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says he's confident Altitude will continue to make patient care their top priority.
And it continued all the way through the transition. And, you know, we know that now that they've taken over, that resident care will when the county owns it, resident care will be the primary objective.
He notes the new administrator at Ridgewood has more than 30 years of experience. A permanent homeless shelter in the city of Kenosha to replace the INS program, in which involved rotation of several churches each night, finally becomes reality later today. The formal opening of the new Shalom Center homeless facility in renovated business space on 39th Avenue. Lynn Beast Carroll, the Shalom Center's executive director, told a committee hearing many, many months ago, a permanent site can really help to ease the fears of those who are seeking help, fears of just surviving another day.
There's no way to think about, I'm on SSDI, but I don't know what to do with I can't save my money, you know, I can't even get to my money, I don't even know what to do. People function better when they are in a routine environment, when they are safe, and when they know that things are going to be okay.
The new Shalom Center homeless facility is about 22,000 square feet. To this point, the center's been running an emergency family shelter above its soup kitchen. That also moves to the new site, though the food pantry and warehouse remain on South Sheridan Road. The INS program, that comes to an end with the new homeless shelter's opening. And the Racine Redevelopment Authority is meeting at City Hall tonight at 6 o'clock. Among the items on the agenda, an immediate changing of the guard, a new chairman of the group to be selected to replace Greg Helding, the former alderman, whose job requirements with a Milwaukee law firm made it difficult to make the meetings. Filling the vacancy on the panel is going to be Jim DeMatthew. There's consideration of a tax incremental financing assistance policy and application process, and a proposed development agreement by Regency Mall ownership that includes tax incremental financing assistance through what will become District 20 as of January 1st. Hall Property Group documents a two-phased plan for about $7.5 million in capital investment, including renovations, to the mall, which it labels a valuable community asset. Three men from Kenosha scheduled to be in Racine County Circuit Court this afternoon for allegedly trying to steal scrap metal from a business in the town of Dover yesterday morning. Grandview Business Park, a sheriff's deputy spotted a vehicle by the scrap metal containers for Racine Metal Fab. Deputy approached the vehicle. The vehicle sped away and was stopped a short time later by another deputy. Scrap metal discovered inside. The three men in their 30s being held in the county jail. Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner has sentenced 38-year-old Kenosha resident Brian Thielen to 6 years in prison, then 4 years of extended supervision for his guilty plea to robbing the Johnson Bank on 18th Street last November, while a handwritten note mentioned a bomb, which turned out to be fake. Thielen sat in a bank lobby chair for 2 hours before surrendering to police. Court records show the one-time Navy veteran suffering from mental and physical health problems. Ordinances are enacted for a variety of reasons. One that has been on the books in the city of Kenosha for just a few years, prohibiting the touching of patrons in establishments with cabaret license, amended by the city council last night. Alderman John Fox sponsoring the change, noting an event was shut down recently because a salsa dance instructor came in contact with the patrons while they were dancing.
It's kind of antiquated. It reaches back to the days where we had strip clubs. All ordinances would be covering anything else that would come up. This would just allow the instructor to touch the patrons. The
change was approved unanimously. In Kenosha, where fire destroyed a home at 4611 18th Avenue Monday and all the belongings of the six occupants. Well, now a GoFundMe page has been set up to help with immediate expenses and those that may not be covered by insurance. The fire, in which two city firefighters were hit by falling debris, apparently started by what's termed the unsafe use of candles. The Kenosha Firefighters Community Assistance Response Effort, or CARE program, allowing the four adults and two children to at least secure needed school supplies for the Tuesday start of the new school year. The GoFundMe page at Schofield House Fire Fund, getting closer now to the goal of $5,000. And the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network announcing its Wind Point Watershed Restoration Plan has been approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. WRJN's Janet Hoff says there were 9 key element standards that were followed.
In a statement, Root Pike Wind President Mike Luba says, quote, "The plan is a great step for the watershed as it allows for more funding of projects that will have a positive effect on water quality and reduce the impact of flooding events." According to a news release, 26 projects are already in preliminary discussion with stakeholders. 8 projects are in the planning stage, 1 is in construction, and 2 have already been completed. The Wind Point Watershed is located on the east side of Racine County, from the northeast side of the city of Racine, around the village of Wind Point, and north to the city of South Milwaukee. The plan's project recommendations include reestablishment of wetlands, improvements to detention basins, ravine restorations, and agricultural and homeowner best practices. The plan also includes recommendations for the monitoring of habitat, water quality, and social monitoring. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section of it and throughout the day. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.